T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It is our 7 o'clock hour. We are back here on the morning shift. It is brought to you by Zero Res, smart, lasting, clean. We are having our own draft here on the morning shift. You are also a part of this draft. We will get to all of that in a minute, but I want to tell you too, you can call us at 404-726-0929. Tell us who you want the Falcons to draft and why, and who you do not want and why. So we're going to try to get your calls in throughout the show. We will also be having Mike and Bo's draft with Mike's Mafia and Squid Nation.
Don't say it with more excitement. Mike's Mafia.
I can't. Yeah, okay. I can't. I don't know if I can stomach it.
That's fair.
They will both be on the clock, and so will you throughout this show. First on the clock, though, we did have Brock Heward, who is a former Washington quarterback and Fox Sports college football analyst. He joined the morning shift. And, yeah, you guys have been talking about, you know, we just had a call about Michael Penix Jr. and if the Falcons would take him. Here's what Brock Heward had to say on Penix going in the top of the draft.
He is a top 10 pick in every way but one, and I'm sure every guest you've had on has said the same thing. His injury history. I don't even care about the injury history. To me, those things are in the past, and playing as he did, let's see, 14-1, 11-25-3, 28 straight games, winning 25 of those, beating Oregon three different times, which for a Washington guy, and you can ask Andy Bunker in your building, there's not a happier day. The Sugar Bowl was great, but beating Oregon three times and slaying them in big moments was solidified himself as arguably the greatest quarterback in Husky football history. So that's pretty high acclaim. There have been some pretty good ones that have come out of there from a pure talent standpoint. He throws it better than anybody. And as I said, I don't care about the injury history. What would concern me, if I'm in that room making that pick, is the injury projection.
Yeah, I think he makes a number of solid points, and he was great to kind of talk to, because he if anybody knows who the best thrower of the football is in Washington Husky history, he would be one of the guys. And you bring up some of the other players in the history of that program, and there's been a lot of good ones, a lot of good quarterbacks, and he kind of goes down the list of them, but he names Michael Penix as being the best one, and he is a great thrower of the football. And the injury history is a concern, as it is with a number of other draft picks that'll be kind of involved in this. But you try to project the injuries, and it just feels impossible to do. Michael Penix could go on and have an 18-year NFL career, never once have a knee problem, or that knee could start bugging him a year from now, and you've spent a top 10 pick on him. So it's just kind of a little bit of a toss-up, and you have to kind of trust your medical experts that, some fans don't seem to want to do that sometimes. So it'll be interesting to see kind of where he goes today. But I know that for a number of Falcons fans that we've already heard from, he seems to be a nightmare.
I think the same is kind of being said about Latu, where people are bringing up his injury past. And there's a couple of guys in this draft you can do that with. Thing that that bothers me with the Latu thing is people are getting the injury wrong. Because like, it's not the Leighton Vander Esch injury. This is a neck fusion that Latu had. Right. And I think it's important. I also think it's important to say that the injuries that Michael Penix has suffered have been injuries that players have come back from. ACLs, players have come back from. Shoulder surgery, Drew Brees, the most famous shoulder probably in NFL history for a quarterback, has come back from.
Shout out to that doctor. That's the reason Nick Saban's in college football, or was, for so long.
I'm not
happy with that guy.
It's not like this is anything new. I mean, these guys have all come back from these injuries. But the thing that Penix is, I've heard people criticize players that are older. He's 24, almost 25, right? So, I mean, is that an issue? I mean, he's a super senior or whatever they call it. So, you know, you can find something wrong with every one of these guys. I mean, I've got Dane Brugger's draft guide, the beast up. He has the weaknesses paragraph is as long as the strengths.
So more from Brock Huard, and this time he's talking about the receiver, the big receiver there at Washington, and what makes Roma Dunze so special.
I can appreciate physical skill sets, but I love when guys are built the right way from the inside out, and he is. I mean, everything from his heart, the way he treats people, his service, his gratitude, his class, all of it just 100% off the charts. And then you go on the field, and he's just a grown man. I mean, he's a grown man. Contested catchers, nobody better. Malik Nabers, Marvin Harrison Jr. Sorry, you don't make contested catches the way this guy did over the course of the last couple years. I think he's Larry Fitzgerald light, size-wise.
All right. So Roma Dunze might be hard to pass up. Could he end up here? I don't know. What I do know is that the 2024 NFL Draft on Sports Radio 99, The Game has officially commenced. I am your commissioner, Tiffany Blackman, and I just want to say that we want to extend a big congratulations to all of you that have been invited to the draft, to all of you college football players that aspire to be in the NFL. We are happy to hopefully have a hand in your future. As we know, today is a special day. A lot of hard work has been put in. A lot of your families are here with you today. You should soak in this moment. I'm looking forward to giving out big bear hugs on stage with all of you.
Yeah, you better hug my draft pick.
Are you going to dap them up as they come up on stage?
Yeah, it depends on who they are. You know, maybe I'll pull a little Dave Chappelle show. What was that? What was that skit?
That's a draft we won't be doing on the air. I can tell you that.
Wow. You're looking at
The pick is in. And the pick is in for Squid Nation.
All right. All right.
With anticipation. The eighth overall pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, Squid Nation,
that's right.
Has traded with Las Vegas.
Oh.
Yeah.
Boo this man. Boo this
man. Oh, wait till you hear what I got, though. Wait till you hear what I got.
The eighth overall pick, and they have selected J.J. McCarthy. Squid Nation gets the 13th pick, and the Raiders get the 2025 first round pick. So, Squid Nation,
we get
first rounder next year.
And who did we get with that pick, Tiffany? Commissioner Blackman.
Thank you. Dallas Turner, edge rusher.
Alabama. That's right. More picks are in.
Another pick is in.
Oh, what happened?
Stop the presses.
Our business is picking up here.
Mike's Mafia.
Let's go.
Has traded back.
Yeah.
Oh, copycat. 2-11. Copycat.
And they have selected out of UCLA.
Yes.
Latu Latu.
Bring it home, baby.
Minnesota, it's the next great now edge in this rusher. Trade has traded up, and they selected J.J. McCarthy.
They selected J.J. McCarthy, and Mike's Mafia will take Latu. You just told us why it didn't matter that he has a neck injury. He's played a number of games at UCLA. I'm not worried about it. He's that good, Squid Billy, where I'm willing to go back to 11 and take him. Man, he's got to have an edge rush. All right, if you look at the teams that made noise in the playoffs, they have a pass rush, they have an edge rush, they can make noise in the backfield. Let's not overcomplicate this. Latu Latu is the guy for me if we can get him at 11. 8, I have questions. 11, I love it a lot.
Well, I think, the reason why my first round has been already so much better than yours is I got 2 first rounds next year now.
That's cool. Hit me up when we do the draft in 2025.
Hold on. Vegas is going to be bad next year with that rookie quarterback, J.J. McCarthy. But anyway, so it's going to be a high pick. So I'm going to have a top 10 pick and a pick in the 20s. You know why? Because I'm going to make the playoffs next year because I got my edge rusher at 13. When everybody else was content with staying at 8 and getting him, I moved back 5 spots and got him at 13.
Tiff,
and I've got a lot of things planned for my draft.
I'm looking around the room right now, Tiff, and I'm trying to figure out who he's talking about that was content getting their edge at 8 because I slid back to 11 and still got my guy.
I'll tell you who. The Mel Kipers of the world, the Phil Gates of the world, telling me it wasn't possible.
Already about to steamroll.
Squid Nation made it possible. Already. You wait. We've got things in store for the rest of this draft.
If you are with us, and I know I told you guys you could call in, you're part of this draft too, you could tell us who you want the Falcons to pick with the 8th overall pick, and who you don't want them to pick, but you can also tell us who's winning the draft so far. Is it Mike's Mafia or is it Squid Nation? Yeah. So, Mike having
I think that's pretty clear.
Selected late Leatu Latu out of UCLA, and Bo taking
the funny part is he's taking his victory lap because he's taking his victory lap because he got next year's first rounder.
He is.
I got the player I wanted, Michael.
He has no idea what I got in the draft. I got Minnesota's 25 first rounder. So we're still on the same plane.
But
they're a better team. Are they? You just told me that the Raiders are going to stink with J.J. McCarthy. What do you think Minnesota's going to be with J.J.
Well,
McCarthy?
The Vikings have Justin Jefferson and who was my boy from USC coming across? Jordan Addison. Yeah. I mean, those are two top 15 receivers right there.
I'm better at life than you.
I mean, I know Devontae Adams plays. I am better in life than you, Mike. I think
getting that first rounder to move back just a couple of slots is perfectly fine. I think we're both on the same page.
I'll be honest with you. If any Falcons fan woke up tomorrow morning and said, "Hey, man, we got our edge rusher, and by the way, we got a first round pick next year when we're going to be a little bit lower on money and we can get two starters in the draft," or look at this. What if Carson Beck has another year like this year, but he's only projected to be maybe like, I don't know, 11 or 12 or 10 or 8, and you can take that early pick and draft him, and then turn around and get and have him sit for a year when Kirk kind of comes to the maybe the close of the.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
When he walks off with his hat tip and getting
the
Lombardi.
Carrying his kids and the Lombardi trophy.
And then you still get a starter. And then you still get a starter late in the draft. I mean, that is, you know what it's not?
I'm actually emotional.
You know what it's not? GM malpractice. I'm actually emotional. That's what it's not.
Hey, it's a good time to tell you, with it being draft day, Sports Radio 99 The Game is your home of the most comprehensive NFL draft coverage anywhere on the radio. Starting tonight, join Mike Conti, Wes Durham, Dave Archer for live coverage around 1 from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Friday night, the Wade Ford tailgate crew of John Fricke, Joe Patrick, and Harper LaBelle brings you live coverage of rounds 2 and 3. And Saturday, Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan are live for the final 4 rounds. Plus, we have late night coverage Thursday and Friday where we take your calls through 2 a.m. That's the 2024 NFL Draft live all weekend on 92.9 The Game and anywhere in the world on the Odyssey app. Up next, we'll continue on with the draft. And we'll also go in the huddle. That is next on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This is Boomer Esiason with Sports Minute, sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. Credit the Mets promotional department with a home run. To beef up their $1 hot dog night next Tuesday, they enlisted World War II veteran Seymour Wiener. Get it? Whom they honored earlier this season.
And that was really Squid Nation Mr. Squidbilly, that was really, you know, preaching on a soapbox about this. So I just need to know, why did you deviate from that plan?
We well, still have some holes to fill.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do, Arthur. I'll address that with the GM that that gave me my shot was Terry Fontenot. And Mr. Fontenot said earlier this week when he was talking about his team that he was drafting for, that the system I grew up in was you take the best player available without reaching for a need, Commissioner, and Commish at 43, the best player available was wide receiver Ladd McConkey out of the University of Georgia.
I can't wait to see what that handshake looks like, too.
All right, let's go in the huddle.
It's time to huddle up.
Bring it in close. Bring it in close.
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings.
With In the Huddle, brought to you by the Good Feet Store Premium Mart Supports. Learn more at goodfeet.com on the morning shift.
All right. The
Would you give Ladd McConkey like a bro hug or like a handshake, maybe a little dap?
You know what? The Lions and Amon Ross St. Brown agreed to a four-year, $120 million extension. A source confirmed to ESPN, an offensive tackle, Penei Sewell is signing a four-year. You guys.
Joel Embiid. Are they related?
No, I was thinking the same thing.
Oh, my God. I'm just reading. Okay, I get sometimes, you know.
Hilarious,
anyway,
man.
All right. Phoenix, so you shut your mouth over there.
Yeah,
just got
she got
name
you.
Right.
Yeah, touché. Look
at you. So he's signing a four-year, $112 million deal. That's the source toward ESPN's Adam Schefter. Quickly, any thoughts?
Penei Sewell, worth every dime, one of the best offensive linemen and has been since he got in the NFL. He's played guard. He's played both tackle spots. Pay that man his money.
Bengals defensive end Trey Hendrickson requested a trade on Wednesday. His agent Harold Lewis confirmed to ESPN. Lewis told ESPN that Hendrickson's request is about a long-term investment from the franchise after the two sides settled on a one-year extension last year. I can tell you from being up there how much of an impact player. I had the Bengals twice this past season and actually got to spend some time talking with Trey Hendrickson, who, by the way, was chasing to be the NFL sacks leader, was right behind T.J. Watt there. So he is a guy that has made a significant impact on that team. And, you know, if trade would probably be the worst thing for them. Interesting timing.
By significant, do you mean 39.5 sacks over 3 years, averaging out 13 sacks a year?
That's exactly what I mean.
I would agree. But that statement, what did they say? They said that he's looking for a long-term investment from the team, right?
Yes.
Security. Well, I would tell you that he's out of guaranteed money, Tiff. Now, he only got eight guaranteed at signing. He's a $20 million cap hit this year with a 14 base, 14.8. It would honestly be a good deal for them because they could free up some room for this year. But the problem is I don't think they really need the money this year. So they're looking maybe for next year, I think, is when they want to do this deal. And I think Henderson wants that guaranteed money because that's very important to NFL players.
It is.
That's what it's about. If you're an Atlanta Falcons fan, you're saying, why don't we go get him? I don't think that they won't make a call. It would have to be a trade where you do it, basically a signing deal trade where you extend him immediately once you get him, and you'd have to probably agree upon it. And I don't know how you can make that work, financially speaking, right now, unless you get really creative with the money.
And this guy has busted his butt just doing the things the right way.
Yeah.
And that's what I enjoyed talking to him most about, how he respected the process and learned and clearly improved his play year to year. On to the Pittsburgh Steelers. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, they are not expected to pick up quarterback Justin Fields' $25 million fifth-year option.
I think this was kind of chalk. I think some people are still a little bit shocked to see that. I mean, but you're going to have to pay this man. This was the conversation all along, that if you were going to trade a second-rounder for Justin Fields, you had to pick up his fifth-year option. They didn't. They traded a sixth, and that gave them the leverage and the ability to say, nope, we're going to see what happens this year. Obviously, they're not married to Russell Wilson long-term. They're not married to Justin Fields long-term. This is a franchise that I think, as far as quarterback play goes, is in a good spot and has good options. But you were never going to pay him that money, the $25 million or whatever it was going to be to keep him on the roster
next year. It's absolutely went hand in hand with the trade value. It's one of the main reasons why you couldn't get a higher pick than him, because A, no one views him necessarily as a, like, literally a walk into your team and start. He's a competition guy. That's the way they viewed it. And B, they didn't want to pay him $25 million. Look, the whether whatever you believe in your heart or not, in NFL personnel guys' minds, he's not proven as a starter in the league. If he was, and if Pittsburgh believed that when they made that trade, they would have immediately picked up that option, because that's a steal for a starter at $25 million. But that's it. And Justin Fields has a year to prove to the NFL that, hey, I am a starter. I can beat out a Super Bowl champion quarterback. And now, Pittsburgh, if you want me, oh, the price just went up.
Let that man eat, Arthur Smith. Let that man eat.
This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Smart, lasting, clean. What you got for Mic'd Up?
We're going to keep taking calls. Make sure you get us in with your quick takes, who you want, who you don't want. 404-726-0929. We'll get to more draft picks as well. And then we got a Mic'd Up. I'll tell you my draft night story and maybe a couple of my good buddies, man. Some really, really crazy stuff that happens on draft night. Don't want to miss it. Mic'd Up. It's Morning Shift Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game.
Getting your day started.
Go ahead.
With the Morning Shift.
Time for the show.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Mic'd Up in just a bit, but we have been having our own draft here on 92.9 The Game here on the Morning Shift.
I think I'm winning.
You know, so there's Mike's Mafia, Squid Nation. Both of these guys have the Falcons picks, but they are doing it on behalf of their own little teams here. You guys love simulations, and so looks like the picks is in. Oh. And it looks like the pick is in for Squid Nation.
Go ahead and announce this brilliance.
Commissioner Blackman here for all of these, those of you out there. With the 74th overall pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Squid Nation selects Brandon Fisk.
It's Braden, but
Braden.
It's okay.
Sorry, I misread that. I'm sorry.
That's a good
The
pick.
Commissioner makes mistakes sometimes and makes memorable moments. Defensive tackle, Florida State.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah, we like his heavy frame and its very proportionate thickness.
Proportionate.
What?
And you know, he can barrel through gaps.
Two names. So
is that
I'm
what
gonna,
it is?
Yeah, but he does have below average arm strength length. That's why he fell this far. But you know, we are not opposed to taking players from the Florida State when they play like Braden Fisk. He's a leader, Tiffany, on and off the field.
Oh yeah.
Did
he lead in the Orange Bowl or no?
He led all his teammates to quit on their team. Yeah.
let him to the tunnel.
See, there we go. Follow me. Follow me to freedom.
He's like, we ain't playing. There ain't no NIL money.
These are happening very fast here. Mike's Mafia, no longer on the clock because the pick is in. They have traded pick 72, and they'll receive pick 76 and pick 147. So with their first
good
pick
move
of the third round, 76 overall, which they acquired via trade, Mike's Mafia selects Kamari Lassiter, corner, Georgia.
Happy to have you. Happy to have you.
When can I file a protest to the commissioner about illegal trades?
Commissioner Blackman asked about the corner position. I like the depth. I love Kamari Lassiter, and I think getting him at 76 is huge value.
I was just under the impression there was only one trade allowed in the draft. However,
I don't know who told you that. However,
is rule following Mike?
You did.
Breaking the rules?
You told me that.
Is Mike?
You literally
that
said that.
Your idea.
You literally said that.
Is Mike? I won't pull up on a curb to
Mike
run in and
mistake.
Get a coffee because that's
okay.
Not right. That's illegal.
That's exactly
breaking
what happened,
here?
Commissioner Blackman. Yeah. But I will say that I like Kamari last year. I like the pick. I like the Georgia secondary that they had last year. I think they were very deep. I would not be opposed to taking one later in the draft myself if the opportunity arose.
How about that D, baby?
You know what?
So we've been telling you that you can call in here to weigh in on what your pick would be in the draft, who you want the Falcons to take with 8, And who you don't want, you can call us 404-726-0929. And the pick is in on the line.
Yeah, we got Keaton. You know it's going to be brilliant because he's from Paulding County. Oh, Keaton, who do you want the Falcons to take tonight in the draft? Hold on. Before I say, the reason I'm not saying eight is because Keaton could maybe have them trading back.
This is true.
So
okay.
That's why that's just fair. Tonight. Keaton, who do you got tonight?
I got us trading back and still picking up Dallas Turner with taking Minnesota's 11th.
So he did my trade, but he got your pick, Bo. So that's fair.
Yeah. So he did the perfect mixture. All right, Keaton, who do you not want? What is the worst case scenario for you tonight in the Falcons draft?
Any of those, anything that's quarterback, wide receiver, running back, any of those. You know,
any offense.
You want all defense.
I just don't want any skill positions at number eight.
Yeah.
You know?
Tired of seeing that. We've had that the last 3 years. I think Bo Johnson could really use a page, you know, out of that chapter because he's over here talking about Brock Bowers at eight earlier.
I did was make the case.
Let the man speak.
He's talked enough.
When it came to the part of my show where I made my own professional pick. It was not Brock Bowers. I was simply making the case for Brock Bowers because there is one.
No, you know what you were doing. You were placating to the crowd. You were trying to get the Georgia fans happy with you because you're an LSU guy and you're a Saints fan, so you shouldn't even be talking about Brock Bowers or the Falcons. We don't even want to hear your opinion. That's one of many reasons why I'm the better Bo.
That
would be the call from Arthur Blank to Terry tonight when they took Brock Bowers.
I love it, man.
I kid. I love Terry Fontenot.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Mic'd Up.
On the Morning Shift.
All right. Mic'd Up. I got my own draft story. Thank the good Lord, because I still live here in this beautiful city. Some 15 years later, 14 years later, whatever it is. I'll give you my quick one really quick, and then I'll tell you about my buddy Joe Holly, who was drafted about 11 picks after me. Completely different scenario. I was going into Friday night. My draft grade was 3rd to 5th. I had visited the Falcons, did not think I was coming to Atlanta. I told my mom and everybody involved that I don't want a draft party. I don't want anybody at my house because you never know when it's going to be, and I don't want to let anybody down. I'm just one of those people. I don't want the pressure. Of course, draft night comes around on Friday night, which is when the second and third round were. And I don't know, there's 20 people at my house. I don't know how they got invited. Wasn't me. So I leave the room when the third round starts. Don't want to be around anybody. I'm going to let everybody down. All these picks come and go in the third round, all the way through 32 NFL teams in the third round. And I'm like, you know what, man? It's just not meant to be tonight. Maybe it'll be Saturday morning when I'm able to pick up a team. Then enters something called a compensatory pick. Now the Falcons at 98 overall. I'm sitting there about to go downstairs and apologize for everybody to coming over to my house for no reason on a Friday night.
For being a bust. No, I'm just kidding.
And my phone rings with a 770 number, and it's from Flowery Branch, Georgia. And I stared at that phone for approximately 5 seconds and wondered, why would somebody be calling me from Flowery Branch, Georgia on a night like tonight? Turns out it was Thomas Dimitroff. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. And he welcomed me in, and he had Arthur Blank. On the flip side, guys, Joe Holly was taking, I don't know, 10, 11, 12 picks after me at the beginning of the fourth. He lived in California. It's from Yorba Linda. Living in California, think about what time it was. I think the draft started at 10 a.m. On Saturday Eastern time or 11 Eastern time. So it's like 7 a.m. for Joe Holly out in Yorba Linda, California. He wakes up, knocks some of the crust out of his eyes, goes in the bathroom. He's got to, you know, got to see a man about a wallaby. He has one of those caller IDs.
He dropped trowel.
He has one of those caller IDs that says the name out loud. It says Atlanta Falcons 770. And he's like, wait, what? Just still literally in his underwear.
I hope not. I mean,
well, yeah, around his ankles possibly.
Okay.
He missed the first call, thank God, because that means he cleaned up. And then he goes running through the house for the second call. I'll just say this. He gets drafted 8 a.m. or whatever it was on Saturday morning in Yorba Linda, California. He found the only place nearby that had a liquor license at the time with a couple of his buddies. I think it was a little bit risque of a joint. And you can only imagine who was on staff at that point at 8 a.m. on a Saturday morning.
Like cafe risque? Like you pass on 75 South?
At that kind of venue,
oh,
man.
Gosh.
Two completely different draft
There's
stories.
Some lot lizards in there.
Two completely different draft stories, and it's so fun. I'm still blessed and lucky.
Oh wow! Still blessed and We're lucky. About to make someone else's still dream come true. I hope
Commissioner Blackmon here coming back to the stage. Squid Nation.
I feel like I just got interrupted.
Is in.
Good.
And with the 79th overall pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, Squid Nation selects Ricky Pearsall, wide receiver, University of Florida.
Boo.
Yeah, that's right.
Boo that man.
We got the two best white receivers in the draft.
Boo this man. You already drafted a wide receiver.
We got Chatsworth, Georgia. And we got Ricky Pearsall. I think
you
Ricky's from
Mike. Already drafted
California.
A wide receiver.
Let me
man.
Tell you something. Ricky Pearsall and Ladd McConkey are going to run circles around the NFC South defensive backs. Kirk Cousins is going to have a plethora of receivers. He's got Drake London. He's got Darnell Mooney. He's got Ladd McConkey. Ricky Pearsall.
Don't forget Rondell Moore.
I'm not done.
Do you like that?
Yeah, apparently you are.
Do you like that?
The commissioner says you are.
Let's see. Would you trade again? Cheater.
And with the second pick of the third round, 80th overall, Mike's Mafia selects. Doing a lot of home cooking here, buddy.
I know. I didn't mean to.
Cedric Van Praan.
Hey!
At University of Georgia. The
you like that? You like that?
You know what? Because who couldn't use an undersized center? Great pick.
We drafted one last year in the sixth or seventh round,
yeah.
Whatever it was.
How much did he play?
We need interior. And by the way, Ding, both centers we have on the roster right now are undersized centers, if you really want to go there. So
now we got four of them.
I think there's some position flexibility. You wanted to draft two wide receivers when we've already traded for one and signed one and have a first-round pick at that position, so I don't want to hear it. We could use some interior help in the long run. He's a guy that can get it done. I really did not mean to draft two Georgia players in the third round, but when I was on the clock and looking at the options and looking at what I valued,
were people
they
talking
just happened
to
be there.
Ticket sales? Is that what's happening maybe, too?
Maybe.
You had something in your ear?
If you need me to plug Athens West over here in Mercedes.
You're trying to make this the Bulldogs of the NFL taken from Philly?
Nothing sells seats like a guy that won't play.
Wow.
What?
I hope you're proud of yourself.
Oh.
If you need me to talk to Arthur Blank about putting some hedges in Mercedes-Benz, I can try to get that done. I might be a bammer.
I tell you what, I think those people with the suites behind the pitch are going to be upset when
you better
put hedges in.
They might have to move those for the United game.
Does that mean if the Saints or Panthers come in here and beat us, they're going to like take pieces of the hedges?
No, they might.
Did you guys do that to Auburn?
No, I didn't. We just took a picture on the field.
You remember
we didn't do that to George either.
Do you remember when?
Kind of mad that I didn't. Now,
do you remember the kick six?
Do I remember the kick six? I think I recall.
Did you keep the TV on long enough to see that girl fall into the hedge and disappear?
Dude, I was at a bar. I dropped my full drink in a trash can and walked out and got a cab.
Hope it wasn't a mixed
drink.
When
we come back
expensive.
Here on the morning shift, the wake up call is next. You can weigh in on how Mike's Mafia and Squid Nation are doing in the draft. Who's winning, or you can tell us what you want the Falcons to do with that 8th overall pick. You want them to keep it? Do you want them to trade it? Who do you want them to pick? Call us, 404-726-0929. The wake-up call is next here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Now, your game traffic. 92.9 The Game's Traffic Center, brought to you by Bader Scott.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.